This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and of course by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of PlayStation news, a little bit of Xbox dealings outside of the deal, and a little bit of Final Fantasy 16 news. But today I did speak of the deal and the fallout from yesterday's decision by a judge has happened today. We begin with WCCUpTech.com, and they are saying that Mike Ybarra was very, very happy. So he did get up on Twitter and say, quote, "What a great way to start a Tuesday." Well, that was yesterday, right? But he was indeed very excited by this. So the website did go back in his timeline, and they did say that he was promoted to co-president of Blizzard alongside Jen O'Neill, and that was after Jalen Brack did step down after all the lawsuits that came in that was filed against Activision Blizzard for discrimination and harassment. O'Neill then stepped down just 3 months later, and that left Mike Ybarra as the president of the company. Now, after all that, games were delayed, like Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4. We know that Overwatch 2 came out as PvP only. And Diablo 4 did finally come out and set some pretty high sales. So, we shall see what happens, because according to WCCF Tech, they think that the company has made a comeback. But hold on, because Kotaku did say that there's one thing that still stands in the way of the takeover. In fact, that Brad Smith did say on Twitter, "Our statement on the mutual request for the CMA for pause of our appeal in the UK." And he did reiterate, provide his statement. And he said in that statement, quote, "After today's court decision in the US, our focus turns back to the UK. While we ultimately disagree with the CMA's concerns, we are considering how the transaction might be modified in order to address those concerns in a way that is acceptable to the CMA in order to prioritize work on these proposals. Microsoft and Activision have agreed to the CMA that a stay of the litigation in the UK would be in the public interest, and the parties have made a joint submission to the Competition Appeal Tribunal to this effect." In fact, The Verge did agree with all, or did also report on all this, because the CMA media officer, Billy Prodluck, did say in a statement, quote, "Whilst merging parties don't have the opportunity to put forward new remedies once a final report has been issued, they can choose to restructure a deal, which can lead to a new merger investigation. Microsoft and Activision have indicated that they are considering how the transaction might be modified, and the CMA is prepared to engage with them on this basis. These discussions remain at an early stage, and the nature of the next steps will be determined in the due course. While both parties have requested a pause in Microsoft's appeal to allow those discussions to take place, a CMA decision set out on its final report still stands." So, this is still going on, mainly because of cloud gaming, because this is what CNBC, words are hard, did report yesterday, because there were cloud gaming concerns, and that was the original concern to the CMA. But that's not the only worry, because PlayStationLifestyle.net said that the FTC might appeal Microsoft's deal. So yes, they were denied, or the FTC was denied, in the preliminary injunction. But, and according to Bloomberg, the FTC has not yet made a decision, but the appeal could come today. But they could also seek an emergency stay from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, mainly because Tuesday, July 18th, is the merger deadline for Microsoft and Activision. So in 6 days from now. So we shall see what happens. Now we get out of the drama, and we get into some new drama, because according to GamesRadar.com, Final Fantasy 16 developers are trying to provide something for everybody who wants the DLC for Final Fantasy 16. In fact, Yoshida was talking again with the Gamer Braves this time. Quote, "We now understand we're getting feedback from players that have played the game, and lots of players want to see more. And we know that and understand that. For us, we're taking that and then thinking about our options moving forward. So hopefully, in the near future, we can have something that we can give to you all. Yes, there are reports out there that people are unhappy with the game. We'll keep an eye on it. Now we go to GameSpot, and let's get to Xbox. Not Microsoft Xbox. Let's get to Xbox only, because apparently you can now share your voice chat clips with Microsoft. Why? Because Microsoft wants to know about all of the toxic players. So, here's what Microsoft said. Quote, "We want players to feel comfortable jumping into any multiplayer chat, feeling supported and welcome, and if they experience or witness inappropriate conduct, they can take action." So, Xbox privacy statement does explain what Microsoft does when it collects information from users. Now, in a further quote, Microsoft did say, "The improvements we are making to reactive voice moderation are for everyone, those who experience toxicity, and for those who witness it. We cannot be bystanders of bad behavior. We must do the right thing, have empathy for our fellow players, and build safer and more inclusive community together. Even if one player feels safer with this measure, we're on the right track." So, let's see what happens. Now, GamesRadar.com did give a little update to the last story, because clips are captured and will be saved for 24 online hours. So if you capture your conversation, it'll only be on for a day. In fact, one of the Xbox ambassadors, Cosmetic Boss, did say in a quote, "As a woman online, I often find myself staying silent in online multiplayer to avoid abuse and harassment. I'm excited for features like this that can help give people like me their voices back. Nobody should miss out on interaction with their fellow gamers because they are afraid to speak." Now, if this does excite you, well, Engadget did say that you can get Xbox Series X for $50 off right now. So right now you can get the Xbox Series X for $450, and that is up on DellTechnologies.com or Dell.com. So go take a look there. It is still some savings for you, which means you can try to get a game for it. There'll be some good ones for under $50. Oh, if you want Apple TV Plus, if you have a PlayStation, either 4 or 5, you can get a free trial. That comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and those that have a PlayStation 5 get a 6 months Apple TV Plus trial, and those that have a PlayStation 4 only gets 3 months. So, if Apple is your thing, or you want to try it, and if you have a PlayStation, you can try it. And you can try us out, too. We are Group Quest, and we are at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Might be more Fallout for all of that trial stuff tomorrow. Hopefully we'll find some game news too. But hey, if we do, we'll see it tomorrow. So go play some games, people.